Did you know that people talk about you when you're not around? Maybe people far away talk about you. Sometimes you have friends in different cities who are talking about you. Good talk about you. They're speaking well about you. They're maybe reporting to one another good news that they heard about you. Or maybe they're getting together and they're recalling good times from when you all lived together in town. And sometimes you hear about their conversations. Some of us got together, they might say. Some of us got together in Philadelphia. Some of us got together and we're talking about the wonderful times we had back in Norfolk, back at Emmanuel Presbyterian. Or maybe you hear about something like this. My friend and I got together in Denver and we were recalling the good times, the fun that we used to all have together back in Tidewater. If you're a Christian, someone is talking about you right now. Someone is talking about you now. Someone was talking about you over the last week. Someone will be talking about you in this coming week. Jesus, the Son, has ongoing conversation with God the Father. It's an intense conversation. It's a personal conversation. We call it intercession, prayer. One topic of the conversation between Jesus, the Son of God, and God the Father, one topic is you, the congregation, the people. Christ is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. He always lives to make intercession for us. They are talking about you. They are eagerly watching you, supporting you, pulling for you, hearing your conversation coming up to them. Jesus remembers you to the Father. In this supper, we are remembering Jesus. We remember how to stay connected with him, how to stay in touch with him, how to feed on him, how to live in him, how to abide in him. He told us to do this in remembrance of him. So in this meal, we take bread, the sinless body of Christ, spiritually feeding us. In this meal, we take wine, the cleansing blood of Christ, shed to remove our sins. We spiritually feed on him in that way also. So when you take this supper, if you know Christ and you're taking it by faith, you are remembering Jesus died for my sins. And every day I need this cleansing. Every day I need the death and the life of Jesus. And every day I receive it from him. Jesus arranged this Passover meal, the bread and the wine, and he said, do this in remembrance of me, and I will feed you as you do it. So if you have come to know God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son, by the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart, you are invited to come. If you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you, come, take this supper. If you don't know quite what we're talking about, if you haven't come to know Jesus Christ in this way, don't take the supper, but do stay here. We're very glad you're with us. We invite you to remain, to watch. We'd love to talk more about it. Now, let's pray together. Lord, we have come by faith. We are taking this supper, and we pray that you would come and set these things apart and make it to spiritually nourish us. We need to continue to grow. We need to continue to be fed by the Word, by the Spirit, by the sacrament. And so we pray, Lord, come, dwell among us, and make this to build us up. We know something real is happening when we gather, when you employ your means of grace in our lives. We're so thankful Jesus Christ has started a work in us that he will surely finish. So be with us. Bless this supper to that end, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.